As you let your body relax, just enjoy the sensations of physical relaxation. You can even suggest to parts of your body to just simply relax, to let go of any stress that might be there. And as you're doing that, notice the sensations of relaxation for what they are. What they actually are cognitions. You're aware of the sensory perception of the body relaxing. In fact, your whole awareness of the body, the outline of the body, the relaxation of the body, all of these are cognitions, perceptions that you're aware of. The perceptions go on changing. Maybe you're aware of your right leg and then your left leg, the top of your head, your shoulders. These are cognitions that come and go depending on what the mind happens to be focusing on. I want you to notice is this: your own being, yourself, fills the cognition. All of these perceptions that include the perception of the body, the thoughts in the mind, the external sounds that you hear, like Tibby's bag, all of these perceptions are filled by, not away from, because they're pervaded by, that is their being, a stable presence, which is yourself. You are present in the very self of all of your perceptions, including the perceptions of the physical body. The physical body also is only known to you through perception, through the sense of touch, through the sense of sight, through the sense of taste. And so I want you to differentiate your own presence from the perceptions of the body. Perceptions are in no way away from you. You feel the perceptions, your consciousness, your being. You are the self of the perceptions, like the clay is the self of the pot. You are the very self of the perceptions. But the perceptions are mithya. That means they depend on you for their being. like the pot depends on the clay for its being, the perceptions depend upon you for its being, for their being. The difference between these multivariate mithya perceptions and you is that the mithya comes and goes. Perceptions, cognitions, continually change, come into being, go out of being. Whereas you don't change at all. Your being, the very being of the cognitions, is stable. That's the differentiation that you need to make as you relax your body and mind. It's not a matter of getting rid of the body or getting rid of the mind. It's a matter of differentiating, discerning your own nature from the mithya-dependent nature of all of your perceptions. So as we sit quietly now, I want you to just see if you can, rather than thinking of your physical body as as a physical entity, to look at it as an object of knowledge. A perception. That has you as its being, the conscious being that you are, as the very being. Of all of the things that you're aware of, all of the things that you're aware of are cognitions, perceptions, vrittis, thought modifications of one sort or another. And the silent, changeless self of all of these perceptions. The pot can't hide the clay. The perceptions can't hide me. I'm the very content, the very substance, the very truth of the perceptions. Of the vrittis, myself. The satyam. The self that is actually there, the stable being. That is the satyam, the very truth of the nitya. As the mind differentiates, itself from the self, it then discovers, it wakes up to the fact that it has the self, the stable self, an independent self, a free self. And the mitya mind can then relax, knowing that its very self is changeless, is indestructible, is not going to go, is not going to become better or worse, but is whole and complete and free from time. When the mind, the ignorant mind, says, I am, that mind has not differentiated the conscious being, me, my own presence, from its changing nature. And so when the mind says, I am, it means that whatever thought is there, whatever emotion is there, whatever feeling is there, that's what I am. The jnani mind, the mind that has knowledge, has differentiated the nitya, the changing mind, thoughts, the vrittis that come and go. From the conscious being, which is the self of that mind. The conscious being, the me, is stable. The conscious being is not coming and going, is not changing as the vrittis change. That mind has a stable home, an indestructible home, a resting place. resting place that has always been there has always been the very self of the mind. It's not a new discovery. The self-experience has always been. It's just that the mind recognizes that that self-experience, the me, is independent of the coming and going, the changing nature of the mitya, vrittis, thought modifications. There's not a new discovery of a new self, of an unknown self. There's the recognition that I, the self that I have always been, is free. I, the self that I have taken to be the product or attached to the coming and goings of the mitya, that I am actually free. Free of time, free of modification, free of change. Silent, stable, whole, full. Mm-hmm.